Current state on 90.5 WKAR. It seems that no matter where you go, grabbing a meal at a food truck is a growing phenomenon. At this point in the Lansing area, if you want to patronize a food truck, there's probably one running somewhere. You just need to figure out where they are from day to day. New to the food truck trend, though, could be the idea of a food truck court. One of them has sprung up in Lansing, and current state Scott Pohl stopped by earlier this week. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. You know, when you think food court, you think of the dining area of a shopping mall with tables surrounded by vendors.
Of course.
A food truck court is a bit different. The trucks come to the same spot every day, and patrons have their choice from the operations that happen to be there that day. In a parking lot on Oakland Avenue between Cedar and Larch in Lansing, a food truck court might be bringing this next wave of on-the-go dining to town. I talked with property owner Gary Ganakis and one of the vendors, Donnie Opolsky. But let's kick things off with Frank Tignanelli of Detroit Frankie's Wood-Fired Brick Oven. This food truck court was his idea. We started by talking about the pizzas he makes in his mobile wood-fired oven.
Well, that's a homemade crust that I use, and those tomatoes are fresh-packed tomatoes, which means they go from the field to the can in less than 3 hours. I actually worked for that company for 10 years. I was a regional manager for them. And then, as you can see there, the pepperonis, it's a higher-end pepperoni. It's made with quality products as far as it's shoulder meat instead of fat trimmings. And the Italian sausage, it's rope Italian sausage that I hand-slice myself. And there's no secret, I don't think, to making good pizzas. It's just use good ingredients.
How long has it been that you've been setting up here?
March 18th was my first day, and really the first day I thought people treated me pretty well and had a pretty decent day. I braved the weather quite a few times and the snow and the wind and the rain and all that, but overall it's been a good experience so far.
Now, since your wood-fired pizza oven is mobile, you are also available to cater, perhaps cook pizzas at a big party sort of a thing. People can come to you for that sort of service.
Right. I actually, from last year, I've got graduation parties booked, a wedding that I'm doing, and I've got some festivals that I do. So that's why I'm out here Monday through Friday, like my day job, and then the weekends I can keep open for events and parties and things.
Now, we're on a busy stretch of Oakland Avenue here in Lansing. You're between Cedar and Larch. So there's all sorts of auto traffic through here. Are people seeing your operation and just whipping in to give it a try? Is that where some of your traffic is coming from?
Well, I think the statistics are there's like 38,000 cars a day go by here. And I think that probably 30% of them, their eyes come right to the oven as they drive by. So for sure, a lot of them pull in. And they want to at least come in and see what I'm doing, check it out, and most of them all come back. And one of the reasons I picked this corner is just mainly the traffic's very good.
Now, you're hoping that other mobile food operations will join you at this location, right?
We are, for sure. We've got one right now, Michael O's, and they've been with us a week now, and we're talking to a few other ones. So, yeah, we hope to have, just like you'd find in Seattle or San Francisco or Portland or Austin, Texas, you know, we want Lansing to have a food court here.
Are you expecting, if that were to work out to your dreams, so to speak, that there would be a variety of operations here, not just on a given day, but from day to day, that some might take their trailer somewhere else some days of the week, that when you come by here you may not know exactly which operations are here?
I kind of like that idea of a revolving vendors, kind of somebody might come in for 2 or 3 days that week, and maybe once a month or something, you're not always going to find the same thing here.
You've got tons of pizza making experience, I understand, 40 years plus.
Yeah, I do. My grandma and grandpa, my grandpa come over from Italy, and they made pizzas back in the early 60s. My mom and dad owned a couple pizzerias, and my dad worked for Lombardi Food Service, and my whole life I've never done anything else but make pizzas. For me, it's been a dream to get the wood-fired oven and just make pizzas one at a time. What I try to do is make every pizza like I'm making it for my mom. And so far, everybody's been pretty happy with the product.
I'm Donald Opolsky, owner of Michael O's Food Truck.
So you are here in this location just steps away from Frankie's pizza oven. What drew you to join him in operating your business here?
The location is great. I recently moved back from Tucson, Arizona, where food trucks are the thing. They're everywhere, and I was hoping to bring a little of that to the Lansing area, having grown up here. And this seems like a good spot to bring everyone together.
Did you run a food truck in Tucson?
No, I was a general manager of a restaurant there and had looked at opening a food truck, and this seemed like a better area to try it out.
Is this brand new then, or have you been in operation elsewhere before coming here?
This is brand new. Right now as it's set up. It was in operation a few years ago with my mom and one of her business partners at fairs and festivals and such, doing different foods. So this is brand new to us now.
How are things going here?
It's a little slow to start, but I expected that, and it's picking up, so I think it's good.
Envisioning a day when there will be multiple food truck type operations in this spot, you're in on the ground floor.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to start out and really help create a culture in the city of Lansing that focuses on local vendors that are bringing something to the table that's restaurant quality food at an affordable price.
So what's on my table when I come here?
We serve mostly sandwiches. I smoke all of my meats, pork, chicken, and turkey. I make all of my sauces from scratch, barbecue and mayonnaise, everything. Then we have sides, mac and cheese, and pasta salad. So a nice variety of items, but not too many as we're a small kitchen.
Here's a question for you. There are a couple of local restaurants that started out with food trucks, and now they also have a brick and mortar restaurant. Is that something that you're hoping to do at some point?
Yeah, I think long-term goal for us is to open a location in Old Town, possibly, or we're from East Lansing, so maybe in East Lansing as well. But certainly right now our focus is the food truck. I like the idea of being able to go to where the customers are as opposed to the customers needing to come to us all the time.
Gary Ganakis owns the property where Detroit Frankie's is located. So what does this bring to your property to have this kind of operation parked here?
I hope that it brings fun, that we have a property here that has access on three major thoroughfares, and we have a tremendous amount of cars go by. So to have Frank out here with a wood-burning stove is kind of cool. And people come in and they're pretty happy, and the pizza is really, really good. So it's kind of a fun venture for us. This was an Arby's restaurant for over 25 years. And when they wanted us to rebuild the building and parking lot and so forth, we decided that we just didn't have the resources to do that. So we've kind of tried some other businesses here, and we haven't really quite decided what's going to go here next. I think it's more of a commercial venture because the property's so large and has access to three major arteries. So we're just kind of waiting to see. And in the meantime, if we can have a couple, we're going to try an outdoor food court and just have fun with it for the summer months.
So was Frank first?
Frank was first. He came to us and wanted to do this, and such a great guy, and that's part of the lure of what he does. He not only is his product really good, but he's such an entrepreneur. He's a nice fella. He's got a background in restaurant industry. So it was kind of an easy sell, and then he's located a couple other food vendors, and we're looking for people that have different variations of food to get maybe four or five of them in here in this area and kind of have a fun summer.
Frank, I gotta try it. Luckily, I'm into meat lovers type pizza, so this, oh yeah, this
well,
will be good.
That's usually what the guys, if they're in a hurry at lunchtime, and the most popular are pepperoni and the meat lovers, so I'll make sure I always have those out there.
All right, here we go. It's delicious.
Well, thank you. A lot of experience goes into it.
Frank Tignanelli of Detroit Frankie's Wood-Fired Brick Oven, currently located on Oakland Avenue between Larch and Cedar in Lansing. Thank you for spending some time with me, and good luck.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl, and I'm going to finish my pizza right now.